Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barbara Ford pregame show. This evening from the Crest Gymnasium in Albion, Michigan, it's Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on Albion College. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered tonight's contest on a five-game winning streak and an 8-5 record, 2-0 in MIAA play, leaving Hope all alone on top of the conference. The Flying Dutchman defeated arch-rival Calvin College on Saturday, 71-63. The Flying Dutchman were led by sophomore Alex Edson, who led all scorers with 23 points, which included 6 3-pointers, and senior Nate Van Arendok, who had 14 points and a team-high 10 rebounds in the Flying Dutchman victory. Hope's opponent tonight is Albion College. The Britons are led by head coach Jody May, who is in his sixth season with the team. The Britons enter tonight's contest with a 7-6 record and 1-1 in MIAA play. Albion defeated Kalamazoo 87-81 on Thursday and then fell to Alma 71-69 on Saturday. Sophomore forward Jordan Heron leads the team in scoring with 12.8 points per game and leads the MIAA in rebounds with 8.2 rebounds per game. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. We remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davilar, and we'll have the starting lineup, which is brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening and streaming online at 927thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're going to be joined here momentarily by Coach Tom Davilar, and he is here. Ron is grabbing the microphone very quickly, and Coach Tom Davilar, welcome to the Crest Gymnasium for tonight's ball game.
Those who've been around, this is not the original configuration of Kresge Gym. You used to have a big old balcony and whatever else around, so it's kind of a different look, but it's the same intimate atmosphere. You guys got me on or not?
Well, the piece on the microphone doesn't work, so that's why he's got that.
Let me try this one. How's that?
That's a better one out there to try to use. So. It's going to be an interesting ball game tonight, Coach, and I think it's going to be a lot mental rather than physical, and that, the Flying Dutchman come in here. They don't like playing here off a high note, Saturday's win. They got to be ready for this one, and they can't look past it.
Well, I agree. It is a mental approach that you have to take now that you're in first place after a couple games. I'll disagree with this. It'll be a very physical game. It always is here. With the Britons, they play tough basketball. They're a plus-9 rebounding team. We out-rebounded a good Calvin team on Saturday. It was one of our keys to victory. We're going to have to work just as hard, if not harder, tonight against the Britons on the boards.
They're always a feisty team. They always put up a good battle. I don't care what you come in with. I remember last year coming down here, and what, we won by about three?
We won 68-64, and mainly, some games you win, sometimes the other team loses. They missed 15 free throws in that game here on their home floor last year, which allowed us to stick around until the last 4 or 5 minutes. We were able finally to get to lead. So we have a few guys who are here and remember that, I hope. And we've got to be ready to play. It's a mental focus. Emotionally, it's a different game than the game on Saturday in Calvin as far as the crowd and everything else goes. But we have to be ready because teams are coming after us again. HOPE is a big bullseye in the front of our chest.
You're right. That this is a very good rebounding team because they're very scrappy. They fight underneath the boards, and I think it's going to be rebounds make a lot of difference.
Absolutely true, and we've tried to impress that on our guys the last couple days. You know, it's not always height. They aren't the biggest team in the world, but they play hard. They box out hard on the defensive end, try to limit your boards. And Jordan Heron and Carter Elliott, Ridgel, some of these guys, Oaks off the bench are really hard, go hard to the boards. You know, they've shot the ball somewhat inconsistently as we have at times, so there's a lot of rebound opportunities, and we have to take advantage of that if we want the game to go up and down the floor, which will not be easy here tonight.
There's a nice crowd out here tonight that assembled, and we had a ball game prior to this one with the Albion women losing to Olivet, but good crowd is developing for this ball game.
Oh, I hope so. You know, they're at a little disadvantage in that they had this huge break, winter break time, which isn't over yet, but they have some students here, and that'll be good to see. And, again, we got to provide our own enthusiasm. We have some loyal fans who traveled over to Albion here tonight for a couple hours on the road. We really appreciate that, but our 14 guys and support staff have got to be into this game right from the get-go.
Any changes at all you're looking for in this ball game?
Well, as far as our starting lineup, we're going to go with the same. We'll go with Brock and VA in the post areas, and Grant and Eddie out on the wings with Ben at the point guard position. We've got some good play off of our bench from various people. It's kind of a mix and match thing, and we'll see what happens here tonight. It's a, you know, it's a different kind of team. They want a half-court tempo. They have some guys who are capable shooters. We talked about the rebounding aspect is huge. And, you know, I think last year I looked it up on the bus ride over here. I think only one time in the last 7 years have we scored 70 or more points in this gym. So we know it's going to be a tough task against a defensive-minded Britton squad.
Well, if you look at their previous scores this year, we see that this ball club has stayed within about 5 or 6 points of most of the ball clubs they've played. They've lost a few by 10 and that, but they're pretty close ball games all the way down.
Absolutely true. Their style of play lends itself to that. You're going to have a really tough time pulling away from them. We like to get off to a good start. Last year we turned the ball over way too much here. Some of that was their defense. Some of it was our carelessness. We've got to do a better job of taking care of the ball in addition to the rebounding here tonight.
How do the two teams stack up with free throws?
Neither one's been particularly good. We've been better in the two games in the league. So, you know, that's something that we want to continue to work on. We were pretty good. We missed a few down the stretch the other day. But, if we continue to improve, you know, we shot the ball well in that. Alex Edson shot the ball well Saturday, 6 of 7 threes. We only shot 40% from the floor. And, that's an area that we can continue to improve upon. So hopefully we can do that tonight and talk about Hope College victory up here in the balcony after the ball game.
Well, thanks, Coach, and we'll talk to you then.
That was Coach Tom Davilar in the pregame interview. Let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to the Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Band and streaming online at 92.7theband.com. Back to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Band and streaming online at 92.7theband.com. We're only minutes away from Hope College Basketball here, where the Flying Dutchmen are going to be taking on Albion College in MIAA action. To go over quickly the MIAA standings, which right now resemble a jumbled mess for the men, Hope College is on top in the conference standings with a 2-0 record. They are the only team undefeated in conference play. They are followed by Calvin, who is 1-1, Trine, 1-1, Albion, 1-1, Kalamazoo, 1-1, Olivet, 1-1, and Alma, all 1-1. Adrian, the lone other team in the conference, which is 0-2 for the men. And that is it for right now for the men. Other action going on tonight in MIAA play. Adrian will be at Calvin, and Kalamazoo will be taking on Trine. In women's action this evening, we have at the DeVos Fieldhouse, we have a pretty solid ball game going on. A back-and-forth contest between the Hope College Flying Dutch and Kalamazoo College. Hope College is on top of the conference in the MIAA for the women right now with a 6-0 record in conference play. Olivet is in second place with a 5-1 record. That improved to 6-1 after tonight's victory because Olivet was playing here at Albion earlier with the women. So the women are now 6-1 for the women there. Kalamazoo is in third place at 4-1. Calvin is in fourth place with 3-2, followed by Adrian at 3-3, Albion at 2-5, St. at 2-3, Trine at 0-5, and Alma at 0-6. We'll get an update from the DeVos Fieldhouse right now, where with 10:06 left in the first half, Kalamazoo has a 15-13 lead on Hope College. That's all going on at the DeVos Fieldhouse. We'll get you updates from that game as they become available. And Ron, an interesting game here for Albion. We talked about this after the Calvin game. This is going to be a very tough contest for Hope College to play because they always seem to have problems on this court for whatever reason. But this is coming off after an emotional high game versus Calvin on Saturday afternoon.
Well, this is always a good ball game because there is a rivalry, very definitely. Football in particular out there, these two teams tangle every year, and this past year it was for the MIAA championship, and that's been true in basketball a number of years where Hope and Albion would tangle for the MIAA championship in basketball as well. And this is a rivalry. These people look at each other and say, hey, we got to win this one, especially at home. We got to protect their home court. And that's what the Britons do very well.
For whatever reason, last year we just felt like there was times where there was lids on the basket on this court. And judging from some of the shoot around, that might be the case right now too. But this is going to be a solid ball game between two very evenly matched ball clubs. The Hope College Flying Dutchman may be 2-0, but if you look at the conference standings right now, all the teams seem to be very evenly matched.
Now, because this is an older gymnasium, the backgrounds are quite different than what they are in places that are wide open, like Van Ord and places like that. So it's getting used to what the background is behind the basket, and oftentimes that throws off your shot.
Oh, yeah, and this is a very older gymnasium, but they have done a very nice job renovating it. It's a nice facilities here, and it looks like we're going to have a decent-sized crowd. Even though that the students aren't in session right now, it looks like we got a lot of purple and black here, but there is the orange and blue scattered throughout the gymnasium this evening.
The roads were not bad coming down. They may be worse going home, but the roads were pretty clear. It was snowing most of the way, but it could, once it gets dark, having to drive in the snow might be a little bit different going home.
And that's definitely true. We'd like to congratulate Alex Edson because he was named MIAA Player of the Week for the men after his two strong performances against Trine and Calvin College last week. And also Maura McAfee, who has won it for the second time this season for the women. She had a couple of solid performances last week too, so we have a clean sweep for the MIAA Players of the Week for the men's and women's basketball, Ron.
Well, we have a clean sweep right now as both the men and the women are sitting on top of the respective spots out there in the league. So, you know, it's a good time to have these people, and it's a good time to keep them going once they get hot. And Alex has been shooting the ball pretty well, but we'll have to wait and see. We talked on the way down that he's likely to be the person that Albion centers on, and they're going to be double-teaming him and trying to keep him from getting the basketball.
And that's going to make them rely a lot more on their post players, Brock Benson and Nate Van Arendock. They have to stay out of foul trouble this evening. It's a key factor. Albion has the top two rebounders right now in the conference, Ron, and they're going to have to do a good job getting rebounds if they expect to win this ball game this evening.
Well, the officials are all set, and the teams are waiting for the national anthem as we get ready to bring you this broadcast from Albion College as the Hope College Flying Dutchman will be taking on the Britons for another MIAA game. They're done with the preseason or pre-conference schedule, I should say, and they're waiting to keep this streak going of 5 wins.
It's kind of odd. We have the American flag almost right over where we're sitting, so it's almost like everybody's kind of like looking up in our general direction. So and we're pausing here for a quick minute as we are about to be graced with the national anthem. It's time for the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the call to starting lineup, here's Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam. And for the visiting Hope College Flying Dutchman tonight, under the direction of Coach Matt Neal in his fourth season at the forwards, it'll be Grant Neal, a 6'3" senior from Holland West, Ottawa. At the other forward, it'll be 6'8" sophomore from Willowbrook, Illinois, Brock Benson, the center for the Flying Dutchman. 6'10" senior out of Grand Haven, Nate Van Arendonk. And at the guards, it'll be 6'2" sophomore from Grand Haven, Alex Edson. And the other guard, 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana, Ben Gardner. For the Britons, from Albion College, under the direction of Jody May in his sixth season, it will be 5'10", 165-pound junior from Indianapolis, Indiana, Vince Hill. Hill averaging 4.7 points a game. At the other forward is 6'4", 200-pound sophomore from Hope, Jordan Heron, who's averaging 12.8 points a ball game. The center for the Britons, 6'7", 245-pound junior from Detroit Country Day, Carter Elliott, who's averaging 6.4 points. And at the guards, it'll be Lawrence Ridgell, a 6'1", 175-pound senior from Inkster. And getting the start tonight for the Britons will be 6'2", 165-pound sophomore from Saugatuck, Dakota Kazan, who's averaging 3.5 points a ball game. Ridgell is averaging 12.3.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, let's send it to play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Well, the teams gathered around their respective coaches, Hope College in their dark blue uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange word HOPE right above their numeral in the front for the Flying Dutchman. Coach Neal giving them their final instruction, and Jody May has his troops gathered around him. They are wearing white tonight, and it looks like, it should be a purple numeral. It looks a little black from up here, but it's a purple numeral with the word Albion above their number in front of the jersey. Team shaking hands on the court. Elliott's a good-sized boy out there. He's a muscular-type kid. And he'll be jumping center against Van Arendonk for the Flying Dutchman. V.A. with a couple of good ball games under his belt. Hopes that he will continue along those lines tonight. Tip up in the air, controlled by Edson. Edson quickly in the front court, puts it up, and misses. Rebound, Benson. He shot partially blocked underneath. Fight for the basketball, and coming away with it is Carter Elliott. On the left wing, cross-court pass, they go to Ridgell. Ridgell back out in front to Elliott. Gives it up into the corner, working one-on-one is Ridgell. Out on the left side, shot taken, no good by Heron. Rebound comes to the Flying Dutchman. No score in the ball game. We're just underway here from Albion. D.A. with the pass outside, underneath to Benson. Benson puts it up, puts it in. Heron was on him, but he didn't want to fight with him too much out there for fear of getting a foul. Vince Hill with the basketball on the outside, drives along the right side, cut off by Neal. Passes back to Heron. Heron takes it underneath the hoop, kicks it back on the outside. They almost lost it in the corner, having some problems with it. Is Dakota, and he gets a pass into Ridgell's hands, and Ridgell drives. And a foul is going to go against Edson. Britons will have it underneath their own basket. Hill will inbound it. Little bounce pass to Kazan. Kazan, baseline drive, kicks it way on the outside. Around the horn they go. Ridgell on the outside. Back on the left wing to Heron. Cut off by Benson. Tries to drive the hoop, but they're being cut off. Hope defense man-to-man all the way, and they're doing a good job of it at this particular point in the ball game. Ball on the outside as Hill has it with 11 on the shot clock. To the right wing, brings it back out in front, leaves it for Rigel. He takes it, and his shot rolls around the end, gets his rebound, rejected by B.A., so they'll have a new shot clock. Albion will set it up. Around the horn on the left side to Kazin. Dakota drives to the top of the key, leaves it on the outside to Hill. Little bounce pass underneath, stolen by V.A. Up to Edson. Edson ahead to Gardner on the break. Puts his shot up. And shot is blocked, but a foul, and I think it's going to go against Rigel. So it'll be Gardner stepping to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Hope with a 2-0 lead. We're just underway here at Albion, and Gardner will be shooting two. Takes a look, takes his time, and drops it in. He'll have a second as Hope takes a 3-0 lead. Gardner waits, eyes it, and drops it in. 4-0, Hope with the lead. We played less than a minute of basketball. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. In pass comes to Heron. Cross court to Hill. Hill gets it ahead in the corner to Elliott. Elliott fakes the shot, brings it back out to Rigel. On the right wing, Dakota. Little bounce pass down low. Driving with his back to the hoop is Heron. Nice fake on Benson, and gets past him, puts it up and in. 4-2, Hope with the lead. Grant Neal alley-oops it underneath. B.A. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Hope College, and it'll belong to the Brits. Good hustle defense on the part of Albion that trip up the court. Inbound pass comes to Hill. Hill's working primarily at the point for the Britons. Benson comes up on Hill. Hill goes down deep, kicks it in the corner. Shot taken. Rigel got a three. And Albion takes a 5-4 lead quickly in this first half of the ball game. Gardner back to V.A. Over on the right side, Edson in Gardner's hands. Looks for Neal at the left wing. Bounce pass into the corner to Edson. Edson tries to drive baseline, gets underneath, has to feed it out to Neal out front. Around the left wing to Gardner. He puts up the jumper way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Kazin. Kazin all the way to the hole. Hands it off right at the last moment. Gets it to Elliott and a foul, and I think it's going to go against Gardner. So at the line will be Carter Elliott, the 6'7", 240-pound junior out of Detroit Country Day. He's used to basketball this way. He's fires it up and in. 6-4. Albion with the lead. Elliott with the second one. Hits the back of the iron. Ball tipped around. Taken down by Heron. Can't get a shot off. Leaves it on the outside of Hill. He'll set it up. Right side to Kazin. Kazin at the right wing. Back out they go to Heron. Heron drives down the middle. His shot up. No good. Rebound comes to Gardner. Gardner races down, but three white shirts are back defensively. He goes underneath to V.A. His shot up, and he misses, but he's fouled underneath. Nice feed again by Gardner. And it'll go against Carter Elliott. And Benarendonk heads to the line. Takes his time. Has it hit and roll around. He'll try the second one. This one also misses, so two misses on the free throws for Benarendonk. As Rigel back for the Britons. Elliott. Elliott on the outside. Leaves it for Kazin. Over to Hill. Hill works against Gardner to Kazin. Kazin to the top of the key. Gardner picks him up. Tips the ball away from him. Loose basketball and diving for it. You have two guys. And I think the foul is going to go against Kazin. Not a shooting foul, so Hope will have the basketball directly below us. If you're familiar with Albion, we're in this little balcony along the side, right behind the scorer's table. Gardner to Edson on the wing. Edson takes it to the point, tries to feed inside to Benson. Ball tapped away, picked up by Hill. Vince hustles it up the court on the right wing to Dakota. Underneath, Heron, turnaround shot off the window, no good. Elliott with a rebound, back up and in. Carter Elliott making his presence felt underneath the boards for the Britons as Albion takes a 8-4 lead over the Flying Dutchman. Edson out front to Gardner. Gardner takes a look inside, gets it back to Edson right wing. Edson into the paint, puts a shot up. Ooh, has it ring around. No good. Heron with a rebound. Up quickly to Hill. Hill coast to coast. Shot blocked by Van Arendonk, but he can't save it, and it's going to go to the Britons. Caleb Byer's come in. He's coming in for Benson. And Zach Hirth in for the Britons, along with Travell Oakes. Also coming in was Ryan Watson. They'll set it up. Inbound pass. Nice little tip pass to Rigel, and all he had to do was put it up and in. 10-4, the Britons with the lead as they jump out to a quick lead on the Flying Dutchman early on. We're at the 14:53 mark of the first half. Gardner takes a look on the outside. Left wing to Edson, back to Gardner, fakes a shot, gets a screen from Grant, over to Neal in the corner. Neal drives inside, puts up the shot, misses, ball batted around, taken down by the Britons. Watson along the left wing, back out in front they go to Rigel, on the inside to Hirth. Hirth feeds down low to Elliott. Elliott works against Van Arendonk, turns around, has to go back out, shot taken, swish! Ryan Watson with a big three, and the Britons have a 13-4 lead over the Flying Dutchman early on in this contest as they come out ready to play basketball against number one Hope College in the MIAA.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack before, healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. A tough performance, though, here early in this game, Ron. Albion controlling the boards. They have 10 rebounds to Hope's 3. Hope College also not shooting particularly well. They are only 1 for 6 from the field to start this game. Albion's defense doing a pretty good job at shutting down the Flying Dutchman.
Albion, on the other hand, 5 of 11 for 45.5%. Pressure now by Albion. McMahon is in for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner with the basketball at the left wing. On the right side, back to Byers. Byers looks inside, gets it to Neal. Underneath of an Arendonk. Outside to McMahon. Into the hands of Grant Neal. Back to Gardner at the left wing. 13 on the shot clock. Out front to VA. Way at the top of the key. Gardner works into the middle, turns around, puts a left-handed shot up off the window and in. 13-6, Albion on top and with the basketball. Zach Hirth with the weave, goes to the right wing, takes it hard to the hoop, pulls up, kicks it on the outside to Watson. Watson can't get the shot. They alley-oop it down underneath to Elliott. Elliott against VA, backs in against him, kicks the ball on the outside to Hirth, baseline. Out front they go to Oakes, on the weave to Watson. Watson takes McMahon to the hole, puts it up, misses. Van Arendonk with a rebound. Gardner up ahead to Neal. Neal slows it down in the left wing, gives it back to Gardner to set it up. Gardner at the left wing, out front to VA at the top of the key. They look underneath to Neal, back to Gardner. Gardner can't get the shot to Neal in the right wing. Cross court to McMahon. McMahon can't get open. Byers is open for a three. Fires away. No good. Tip up by Grant Neal in the foul. And the foul is going to go against Neal as he went over the back trying to get that tip up, and the ball is going to belong to the Britons.
Hurth with the basketball. Zach Hurth, 6'2", 185-pound junior from Lansing. Little give and go underneath. Oaks ends up with it. Back to Hurth. Jump shot. No good by Rogel. Rebound comes down to VA. Gardner hustles it up the court. Slows it down as he's cut off by two white shirts. Back out in front to Van Arendonk. Over to Gardner. Gardner works his way to the point. Gets a screen from Byers. Takes it down to the baseline. Back out front to Geyers. McMahon, his three-pointer. Yes! So McMahon with a big triple. Brings the Flying Dutchman back 13-9. 11:50 left in the first half. Walking the ball up is Hurth. Gets a screen from Elliott. Tries the right side. Now switches over to the left. Goes into the corner to Watson. Watson by, guarded by McMahon. Around the horn, Rogel. Rogel to the baseline. Kicks it cross court. Two white guys in the corner are white uniform guys. And you get it kicked out. Rebound to Gardner. Inside. Byers try to slam dunk and missed it. He wanted that one-hand slam dunk out there, and it hit the back of the iron. So the basketball is going to go to the Britons. They walk it up the court. Hurth with the basketball across the big A in the center of the court. Starts right, comes back left, switches hand, gives it to on the outside to Oaks. Right wing, Hurth. On the baseline drive, his no shot, no good. Rebound by Benson to Gardner. Gardner takes it in the hole, has the ball batted around, picked up by Stivey, who's in now for the Flying Dutchman. And Knowles is the official, and a foul. And it's going to go against number 40, and that's Travell Oaks, a 6'2", 185-pound sophomore. Out of Muskegon. Inbound play for the Flying Dutchman. Stivey gets it to Byers. Way outside. Over to Gardner. Right wing Stivey. Underneath Benson. Benson to the hole and in. 13-11. Flying Dutchman crawling their way back within two. Hustle on the part of the Britons. Heron takes it into the paint. Goes left. Turns around right. And Byers takes it away. Jump ball is called. It's going to stay with the Britons underneath their own basket. Set up play underneath the basket, trying to get it in. They finally get it to Watson, way on the outside. McMahon has him. Watson kicks it over on the right side. Heron works the outside, almost traveled with it. Has problem, gets it out to Kazin. Kazin. To the left side of the key, puts up a jumper, got it. So Kazin with a nice jump shot from the left side of the key. It's a two-pointer, 15-11, Albion with the lead. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman, over on the left side to Byers. Kicks it in the corner to McMahon for three, yes! So Corey McMahon with two triple dippers. And it brings the Flying Dutchman to within one, 15-14. 9:40 left. On the outside, Heron. Heron takes Benson. Cut off by Byers. The ball batted around, and it's going to go to the Flying Dutchman. Chad Carlson coming in for Gardner for the Flying Dutchman. So it's Byers, Carlson, McMahon, Stivey, and Benson in for Hope. Carlson over to Byers, left wing to Corey. Back out in front to Carlson, down low Benson. Benson with his back to the basket, outside to Byers, back to Benson. Benson works against a shorter man, misses the layup shot, gets it back, puts it home. Hard work in the backboards that time by Benson, gets two for the Flying Dutchman. 16-15, Hope takes a one-point lead. Around the edge goes Vince Hill. Pulls up when he gets to the baseline, kicks it out, and Kazin, three-pointer is short. They try to save it, but they save it right into one of their own players. Out of bounds, and the ball's going to go to Hope College. Ridgell comes back in. Elliott comes back in for Albion. And Albion will set it up underneath their own basket. Pass to Elliott, who's way up on top. Leaves it for Heron at the point. Back to Ridgell. Ridgell gets the screen on the outside. Can't go anyplace with it. Does a nice spin move in the middle and puts in two. Drove the lane, did a little 360, and got the nice soft shot up. 17-16. Albion with the lead. 8:30 left. Outside to Carlson. Inside. They work a weave. Give it to Benson. Cross court. Carlson for three. Ooh, in and out of the basket. Elliott with a rebound. And Albion's going to have it. Ridgell at the left wing. Outside to Elliott. They leave it for Vince. Vince Hill. Hill works one-on-one against Carlson. Wants to take him down the lane out there, but Carlson loosens up on him. Leaves it on the outside to Kazin. Kazin guarded by Stivey. Out to Elliott. Back to Kazin. Kazin, little give and go. Pass knocked away by Stivey. Picked up Carlson. Carlson quickly up to Stivey. He puts it up and got it. Oh, we had talked to it a little bit because it rolled around that rim once before it dropped in. 18-17, Hope up by one. 7:30 left in the first half. Around the outside edge, pass down low into the hands of Ed Elliott, and his shot partially blocked. It's going to stay with Albion. Blackledge comes in, replacing Byers for Hope College. Vince Hill will inbound it underneath their own basket. Gets it into Kazin. He puts it up. Got it. You're going to give him a two or three. Come on. He gave him a three. 22-18. Albion with the lead. Drive shot. No good. As Corey missed it. Blackledge with the rebound. And also he's going to get the foul. So Albion will get the basketball in the backcourt with a 20-18 lead over the Flying Dutchman. Vince Hill walks it up for the Brits. And whistle blows as a little bumping back and forth. And again, this time it's a junior working against a sophomore. And Benson gets a foul. And then pass to Elliott. Elliott likes to back the man down on, by the basket once he gets his hands on the ball close. Hill again works on the side, gets an opening, takes it all the way down. Shot blocked by Benson. Saw the opening, made the quick move to the basket, but Benson was there to block it. So Albion will inbound it from underneath. Ridgell from the right wing. Little bounce pass to Elliott on the baseline. Elliott backs Benson underneath, kicks it in the corner to Kazin. His shot for three is good. So back-to-back triples by Kazin, and the Flying Dutchmen are down 23-18. Around the horn they go. McMahon to Carlson. Right side Stivey for three. Off the mark on the left side. Rebound, batted around, loose basketball. Picked up in the corner by Heron. Gives it to Ridgell. Ridgell's going to take it coast to coast. And think a foul was called ahead of time. They're going to say goaltending.
And they're going to get the foul, I believe, too, on top of the goaltending.
Well, if he was fouled, he was fouled before he shot the basketball. And
Oh, they're giving him the basket. And they're sending him to the line.
So at the line is Ridgell, and he makes it. 26-18. Coming back into the ball game is Oaks for Albion. Neal will inbound it. A little pressure now by the Breton. Works his way up. Leaves it around the horn to Edson. Back to Gardner. Up on top, Carlson. Carlson at the point. Edson, left wing. Edson takes a look in the middle. Gets it to Carlson. 14 on the shot clock. Back to Edson. 9, 8. Edson out front, Neal. Neal takes it in, tries a bounce pass, that's off of Marner. Picked up by Hill. Hill goes to the right side for the Britons. Elliott on the top of the key, over to the left side, Kazin. Kazin drives baseline, little bounce pass underneath. Move on the inside by Oaks is off the mark. Rebound comes to Gardner. Ahead to Carlson. Defense is back. Edson from outside, he misses. Rebound comes to Kazin underneath. Back to Hill. Hill works the left wing. Outside to Rogel. Rogel, Edson's on him. Rogel likes to drive that with that basketball. Finds an opening, goes left. Takes it up and drops it in. Benson backed off that time due to some foul problems. And Albion has taken a 28-18 lead as Hope got back and forth with the lead for a couple of minutes. Albion has put on a spurt and they've gone back on top. Gardner, jumper, no good. Rebound underneath by Oaks. Over to Hill. Hill likes that spot at the right wing. That's where he takes the basketball. To the top of the key, looks underneath, nobody there. Outside. Into the hands of Oaks. Kazin at the point. Edson's on him. Gets a screen from Elliott. Kazin takes it down low. His shot, no good. Rebound, Gardner. And a foul is going to go against Travell Oaks. Byers comes back in. VA comes back in. .348 left. Hope with the basketball. They trail by 10, 28-18. Gardner at the top of the key. To Neal. Out front to Edson. Edson looks around. Nobody open. Waits for VA to drop through the middle. Elliott's all over him. And Elliott's going to get the foul. So Carter Elliott will pick up the foul. So that's two on Elliott. Hope will set it up underneath their own basket. Get it to Edson. Edson shot baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Hubbard, who is in now for the Britons. Rogel takes it to the right side. Gets it out front to Heron. Heron on the screen. Goes right wing. Down to the baseline. Shot up off the window and in. And a foul. Kind of half hook shot by Jordan Heron. And Byers got the foul as he tried to reach. McMahon comes back in for Edson. At the line will be Jordan Heron. 30-18, Albion with the lead. Heron at the line. Yes. 31-18, and a timeout is called on the court as the Flying Dutchman have to figure things out as a spirited team from Albion has taken the lead 31-18, 3:10 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Flying Dutchman are just not getting it done on the boards, Ron. They're being out-rebounded 21-11 by the Britons here this evening. And the shooting percentage for the Flying Dutchman not much better, as they're only shooting 31.8% from the field this evening with 3 minutes left in the first half.
Hope with the basketball. McMahon leaves it for Gardner. Over to Byers at the left side and Neal at the left wing. Back out in front, Gardner. McMahon at the top of the key to Neal on the right wing. Looks around, can't find anybody open. Tries to get it to B.A., the guy's fronting him. And B.A.'s not able to get loose. 13 on the shot clock. Gets an alley-oop pass and a jump ball as B.A. took the ball down. And Rogel, who is 6'1", grabbed it, and a jump ball. Neal into Byers, over to Gardner. Gardner underneath, quick pass to VA. He's open, got to two. He can get open. He gets those buckets underneath. 31-20. Albion with the lead on the outside. Hurth with the basketball to the right wing. Baseline, spins around, back out in front to Rogel. Rogel, off the window, no good. Panarin Dock with the rebound. Couple of dribbles, leaves it for Gardner. Gardner brings it back. Panarin Dock to Neal. Neal to the top of the circle, to the left wing. Looks underneath, gets it out front to McMahon. To Gardner. Gardner back to VA. Byers underneath, works hard, double team. Puts a left-handed shot between two defenders up and in. Good move by Caleb Byers underneath. 31-22, 1:45 left in the half. Hope needs a spurt right here. Ball in the hands of the Britons. Heron stands at the left wing, just holds the basketball. Byers loosens up on him. 16 on the shot clock. On the weave, Rogel. Rogel. Gets a signal from the bench. Go with it. Puts up the jump shot. Yes! That's a two-pointer. 33-22, Albion. We're at about a minute. Hope with the ball. Neal at the left wing. Back to Gardner. Gardner waits. McMahon breaks through the middle. Back out to Gardner. To Byers. Byers the triple. No good. Rebound underneath. Taken down by Rogel. 48 seconds on the shot clock. On the game clock, excuse me. 24 on the shot clock. Heron works against Byers. Takes him in the paint. Does a 360. Puts it up. Puts it in. He likes that move. That's the second or third one that he's gotten that way. 35-22, Albion on top. Gardner waiting for the last shot as the game clock drops down to 15. He just stays on the outside. The Britons are letting him do it. Around the outside edge, all the way, puts a shot up, misses the shot. Well, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Hope with 6.6 seconds left on the clock. Coach wants play number one to set it up. Grant will inbound it for the Flying Dutchman to McMahon in the corner. Out front to Byers, his shot hits, bounce high, tipped up in the air by B.A., no good, and the buzzer goes off. And the Britons from Albion take a 35-22 lead over the Flying Dutchman here at Albion.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
You're listening to Hope College Basketball exclusively on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where Albion is up on Hope College at halftime, 35-22. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Albion. They're shooting 46.7% from the field, 14-30 from the field, 4-for-6 from three-point land. and 3 for 4 from the free throw line for 75%. They had 22 rebounds, 8 offensive, 14 defensive. They turned over the ball 4 times. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, they're not doing as well from the field as Albion at all. As my stat sheet just went blank as we wait for a quick second. You know, Ron's got the good one here this evening. So I'm going to peek over and look at his 32.1% from the field for the Flying Dutchman. They're only shooting 28.6% from three-point land. And from the free throw line, they're only 50%, 2 for 4. Kind of an interesting statistic. Neither team shot a very tremendous amount of free throws, as there was only 8 free throws between the two teams at the half. The rebounds, 15 rebounds for the Flying Dutchman, 6 offensive, 9 defensive, and they turned over the ball 3 times for the Flying Dutchman. Let's take a look now at individual statistics for the Britons of Albion. They are being led this evening by Lawrence Rigel, who has 14 points and 3 rebounds. Dakota Kazin, the Saugatuck native, has 8 points and 2 rebounds. Jordan Heron, the team's leading scorer, has 7 points and 2 rebounds. Carter Elliott has 3 points and 5 rebounds. And Ryan Watson came off the bench and gave them 3 points. For the Flying Dutchman of Hope College, Brock Benson has 6 points and 3 rebounds. Corey McMahon came off the bench and hit 2 three-pointers. He has 6 points. Caleb Byers has 2 points coming off the bench, as does Cody Stivey, who has 2 points. Ben Gardner has 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Nate Van Arendock has 2 points and 5 rebounds. And Grant Neal has 1 rebound. And that is the final statistics for the Flying Dutchman here in the first half. Ron, anything that sticks out to you for the statistics here in the first half?
Well, you take a look. Van Arendock's 1 for 2, not too bad. Grant Neal is 0 for 1. Edson is 0 for 4. Gardner is 1 for 4. Stivey 1 for 2. 0 for 1 for Carlson. 1 for 5 for Caleb Byers. 0 for 1 Blackledge. And 2 out of 3 for Corey McMahon. So some of the high scores for the Flying Dutchman just not getting their shots to drop for them tonight.
And if you look down the stat sheet, it's kind of interesting. Usually you'll see somebody with 8 or 9 or maybe 10 shots. Most of the Flying Dutchman, the most shots taken by any one member of the team is 5 shots. And that's kind of interesting. That's, you know, Brock Benson who's taken 5 shots and Caleb Byers has taken 5 shots. Looks like everybody's trying to get into the scoring sheet, but nobody's having a lot of success.
Well, the people that are being left open, you might say, that have the open shots for the Flying Dutchman that they're taking. Byers has been open practically every shot that he took. But he's not hitting them, but he's taking them from the outside. This is normally not his territory to shoot from the outside a lot. He likes that territory down underneath the basket, putting the ball up from rebounds and things like that. And so those shots have not been opening up for him. Same thing with Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk has only taken 2 shots in the first half, and he made 1 of the 2, and they're having problems getting the ball down low underneath. They're fronting him, and then they quickly double and triple team him once he gets his hands on the ball. And if he takes it down, they've been well coached. As soon as that ball gets around his waist, boy, they've got a half a dozen guys all wanting the basketball and going after it hard.
Albion has done a good job scouting this Hope College Flying Dutchman team because they know exactly where their weaknesses are and have exploited them to an extent here in the first half. Well, let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. We're here at Albion College where the Britons are leading Hope College at halftime 35-22 here in the third MIAA game for these two opponents. Going around the league and checking out league action this evening in the MIAA conference. First for the men, we had one game that was postponed because of, I'm going to guess, inclement weather. Alma was supposed to play Olivet. That game has been postponed. I am going to take a wild guess and say that game will probably either take place tomorrow or Friday. Not really sure on that just of yet, but that game was postponed. We have going on right now at Adrian. Calvin has traveled to Adrian and have a 42-22 lead. The Knights do over Adrian, and that is a halftime score. The only other game that's going on in the MIAA for the men right now is Kalamazoo at Trine. That game started late, and it was only about 5 minutes into the game the last time I checked. It was a 14-12 game in favor of Trine, so that one has just gotten on their way. We'll try to get that final to you if it's available at the end. Women's action, we have finals and halftime scores all the way around. We'll get the final scores right here. We had an earlier game just before our game started. We had Olivet taking on Albion, and the Olivet women continue to keep on rolling on with their winning ways as they won 67-51. And the only other final in the MIAA for women other than that game was Trine defeating Alma 79-57. In women's action that's currently going on right now, the Hope College Flying Dutch have a 36-27 lead at halftime at the DeVos Fieldhouse. That the second half should beginning momentarily there. And at St. Mary's, have a 51-31 lead over St. Mary's. That's all action going on in the MIAA this evening for the Flying Dutchman and of the other schools, excuse me. Didn't get the live read on this the other night, but we will do it here right now. It began this past Monday. You can go to the Hope Hoops Club Luncheon, and that's at noon at the Moss Center. Join coaches Matt Neal and Brian Morehouse along with the Flying Dutchman and Flying Dutch players throughout the 2014 MIAA season. Enjoy a delicious buffet lunch for $9.75 along with video highlights of previous games, previews of upcoming opponents, and great fellowship. No advance registration is needed. That's every Monday at noon at the Moss Center, $9.75. Go on and have a good lunch. My broadcast partner Ron Weatherby was there, and he had a lot of very interesting stuff going on there. Questions from the fans, and along with a pretty good lunch.
Ask any, whatever questions you want, and Coach Neal and Coach Morehouse will try to give you an honest answer to that. So you have your opportunity. If you have something you'd like to say, why, that's the time to do it.
And that's I don't think a lot of schools do something like that, but the Hope College, right on top of it. If you're a fan and you have some concerns, or you want to thank the coaching staff for doing such a great job, and you got to give both coaching staffs a good job. They're both on top of the MIAA right now. So, you know, you want to go out and cheer on your team at the luncheon, you can go ahead and do that.
Big crowd out there last week. Get there early so you can find a parking place and, enjoy your lunch.
There isn't a lot of parking in that general area, so you might get good. That's a good advice to get early start there to the Moss Center for that luncheon. Once again, that's at noon at the Moss Center every Monday during basketball season once the conference schedule starts in January. So as long as this season keeps going along, we're going to have some luncheons on Mondays. We'd also like you to check out the Anchored in Hopes section. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 927thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? You can find this at 927thevan. Check for the Anchored in Hope section. What you can find there is pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, audio podcast of all Hope College football games from this past season, and basketball games from this season, live audio.